पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः. Now we will start the Jakaranta Shabdas. Namangananam Chabhai Ghadadash Jabagadadash. So we came to Jaya, the first sutra. Rutvig,
Rutvig,
Dadhruk,
Dadhruk,
Srag,
Srag,
Dig,
Dig,
Ushnig,
Ushnig,
Anchu Yuji,
Anchu Yuji,
Krunchancha,
Krunchancha.
Rutvig, in the samasa, it came like that, that shabda is rutvij, jakaranta shabda, like bheshaj, rutvij, jakaranta. But prathama ekavachanam becomes rutvig, and in the samasa also it becomes rutvig. Okay? So though the word is presented as rutvig in the sutra, it points out the shabda rutvij. Okay, like bhavati, it points out the dhatu bhu sattara. Then there is another shabda, second shabda is dadhrish. Then sraj, sraj, srag, sraj, that is also jakaranta shabda. Then dadhrish is not the point now. We are now concerned with jakaranta shabdas. Dadhrish we will come to it later. When we come to Shashasara, there we will pick up this Dadhrish again. Then Ushnig, it is a Ushnih, Hakaranta Shabda it is. So, these are the five Shabdas. Ritvij, Dadhrish, Sraj, Dish, Ushnih. These Shabdas, so Panini has directly used them. He prepared the Shabdas. He did not give any particular rules and regulations, just he prepared them himself and used in the sutra. Such usages are called nipata. So lakshanam vinaiva nipatati. So without any lakshana, it comes under false, nipatati. False means pravartate chattaha, lakshyeshu pravartate. So these shabdas are the nipatas. And so, the remaining words, anchu, yuji, kruncha, krunch, kruncham, shashti bahuvachanam. So, the remaining words are also, an element of nipata is there in them. An element of nipata. Nipata means, see, if Panini makes a sutra and mandates a karyam, vyakarana karya, that is called lakshana. Sometimes you don't find the vyakarana karyam, but the result of the vyakarana karya means a ready-made word. It is either completely ready-made or partially ready-made. Such things are called nipata. So, rutvij, dadhrij, dadhrish, sraj, dish, ushnih. So these are the nipatas. And then in the anchu, anchu is the dhatu. So dhatu patha has anchu dhatu, anchu gatam, pujaya ancha, two meanings. So, and that dhatu is there. Therefore, anchu cannot be nipata, it is not nipata, but in the company of nipatas are there. The first five are nipatas. Therefore, a kind of an element of nipata means without lakshana, a karya is already associated with it. That is the nipata. An element of nipata is associated with anchu. The vrittikara will tell you that. Then yuji kruncha. In yuji kruncha, there is nothing like nipata there. We will see. The vrittikara will tell. Then, okay, there is a nipata there also. In the two also. So, for all these dhatus, for all these words, shabdas as well as dhatus, so the karyam is kvin pratyaya is being mandated. So sprusho nudate kvin, that is the sutra, like that it started. And then all places, where the queen is mandated, they, all those sutras will come below. Queen comes at the end, obviously, because kakara is the it there. Kakara is the it. Lashakva tadhite. So, therefore, adhyantav takitav. So, antavayava it comes. And for all these dhatus, queen will come following this, for all these shabdas, some of them are dhatus, some of them are shabdas. Queen will come following the word, the pratipadika, the queen will come, queen pratyaya will come. So that is the sutra. Okay? You see, he will create the pratipadika first. So after pratipadika is created, then only sutra will come. So first this sutra is for making the pratipadika. You say that.
Rutvigdadhruk,
sraddig,
ushniganchu,
rujikruncha,
ebhyaha,
vinsyat. So, here the shashti, it is taken as to mean panchami. Shashti is taken as to mean panchami. Because the queen pratyaya, if you take shashti, shashti, sthani yoga, talodja paribhasha, etc., then the rutvij jakara will go away and in its place queen will come. It's not like that. Okay? It cannot be like that. Because it is queen pratyaya. It has to come as antavayava. Therefore, you take it as panchami. Shashti is taken as panchami. Okay? So that's why Vrittikara, ebhyaha, he says. He has converted shashti to panchami. So, following them immediately. All these shabdas are there. Following immediately, the pratyaya, queen, is mandated.
So, you're saying this is antavayava because it's a kit. But since it's in the pratyaya, ikara, would it not just come by pratyaya parashcha for the word here?
Pratyaparashtya means alonte paribhashaya antavayava it comes. Well, yeah, pratyaparashtya, that kind of sutra is also there, yeah.
Because we don't do antavayava for any pratyaya, right? We just add it. We don't substitute anything.
Yeah. You are right. It is not antavayava. Pratyaparashtya, yeah. That's all. So, what is the purpose of that kitvam that I was? Okay. Kakara grahanam kitka. Okay, if not here, elsewhere, the kakara will be useful. We'll see. So, it comes at the end only, whatever reason. It comes at the end. Okay?
Ebhyakvinsyat anche supyupapade.
So he is adding the special conditions, a few conditions he is adding. How can you add like that in the conditions? The sutra is not talking anything about them. The argument is, the first five words, Ritvik, Dadhrish, etc., they are the nipatas. And so in the company of the Nipatas, these other three are also there, Anchu, Yuji, Krunchu. And therefore in the company of the Nipatas they are there, and therefore certain element of Nipata is associated with them also. So Nipata means without any Lakshana, any Sutra, you put that on its head. That is the Nipata. So what are those Nipatas, he is telling. How do you decide Nipatas means from the Lakshyas you decide. And also from the Vrittikara, etc., you have to decide that. There is no other way to decide it. So what is the Nipata aspect in the Anchu? Anchehe Supi Upapade. So when Subanta, Supi means Subanta. So a word, it acts as an Upapada. Upapada means like Upasarga if you have, suppose. Anchidhatu, Pra Upasarga you put. So branch it becomes. So that kind of anchidhatu only you use quin. That is the nipata. Nipata aspect of that. Nipata means you take an effect without having the lakshana. That is the nipata aspect. Okay? So in the case of anch, whenever you do quin, only when you will do it, only when upapada is associated with it. That is anchu vishaya. Then the same thing we should do with yuju, yuji, and yuji means yuju dhatu it is. Yujir yoge, that is this, yoga comes from that only. Yujir yoge, in that ir will go, and yuji remains. But for the purpose of referring to it, he uses the word yuji. Yuji refers to yujir yoge dhatu. So, in that dhatu, so should you need upapada for that also to make quin? Not necessary. For yuji, you do without upapada also. For krinch also, without upapada you do. That is what he says. Yuji krinchoho.
Yuji krinchoho.
Kevalayoho.
Kevalayoho.
So, yuji and krinch dhatu. Then they are by themselves. Kevala means by themselves. In such situation also, quin will come. That is the meaning of that sentence. Quin. Quin is. Whereas in the case of Anchidhatu, when a Subanta Upapada is there, then only quin will come. For Yuji and Krinch, without any Upapada, even as they are by themselves, you will have quin. And then, Krunchehe,
Krunchehe,
Nalopabhavascha,
Nalopabhavascha,
Nipatyate,
Nipatyate.
So, Krunch word is there. In the Krunch word, that the nakara can disappear. There is a sutra by which nakara can go away. The sutra will come later. Right? So the sutra is, some sutra is there where nakara will disappear. See, like, that is the sutra. It came earlier?
Yeah, we think we saw.
What is the sutra? Aniditam hala upadhaya kimiti. Aniditam hala upadhaya kimiti.
That's where the kakara is used.
That's why ketvam is used. That is the purpose of ketvam. Ketvam is not meant for making it antavayava. You don't need it. That is the purpose of ketvam. Yeah. You see, he has another prachaya, quin, and also quip. So the prachayas have different applications. So for that reason, N he has put. To distinguish it from quip, N is put. For both will have the application of Aniditam, Hala Upadhaya, Kiniti. And also, Kiniti Vruddhi Nishetha is there. What is that sutra? Kiniti Cha?
Kiniti
Cha is Vruddhi Nishetha is there.
Guna
Vruddhi Nishetha. Yeah. So, Gunavurdhi Nastaha. So for such reasons he has kitva. Okay. Therefore, that nalopa abhava, nalopa should not happen. If nalopa has to happen, then he could not use it as krinch. That na should disappear. Because na is there. Then naschapadantasya jhari. Iti sutrena nakarasya anuswaraha, anuswarasya eiparasavarnaha iti sutrena chachaja janya. That is how it came. Then nalope, nimittapaye naimittikasyapyapaya iti parivashaya, nalope sati chachaja janya will revert back to? No. Nalope sati, nalope sati,
Swami,
Aniditam
is coming later up.
It will come later, yeah. Nalopa will happen, then you will not have what I said that will come. Then nalopa is there. The nimittapaya, naimittikasyapyapaya, certain things happen that we will see. So it is a bit too early to anticipate it, so let us drop it. So nalopa we don't want. Nalopa should happen. Normally it should happen. But we don't want it. Therefore, lakshana is kept aside. and the nalopa will not happen because he has used with nakara. Krunchancha. That na has become chacha jajanya. Naschapadantasya jhali anuswadasya parasavarnaha. Like that na has become chacha jajanya. So, that nalopa, if it happened, that nya, you cannot find it. But he has pointed it there. Therefore, nalopa abhava is nipatyate. Suppose you have a sutra in the case of crunch, nalopa will not happen. Then it is not nipata. There is lakshana is there. That lakshana is not there. But the word is used as such by Panini himself without lakshana. Such things are called nipatas. And so the entire word is not nipata. Because it has its own, the dhatu is there, dhatu patha it is there, and from there it based on that some prakriya is there. Only nalopa abhava is nipata. So that way you have to understand that sutra.
The lakshana stands for sutra.
Kana vitau.
Kana vitau.
So in kvin, kakara is it, nakara is it. So nakara it purpose is to distinguish it from kvip. And the kakara it purpose is to apply kingiti, ketva rules are there to apply that. In any case, you will have kvin pratyaya for all these shabdas. That is the sutra. You will see, they say the sutra one more time. Rutvig dadhrik sraddik.
Rutvig dadhrik sraddik.
Ushniganchu.
Ushniganchu.
Yujikruncancha.
Yujikruncancha.
Okay, now you have Rutviju kvin. In this kvin, nu will go away. Halantyam. Lashakvatadhita kakara will go away. Ikara is ucharanartha. So it will go away. Only V remains. Ritvij V. Now, he has a saunjnya. This kvin is being given a saunjnya. The saunjnya is a krut saunjnya. It is a krut pratyaya. So that is this one. What a structure he made. Panini. Kvin pratyaya, kvip pratyaya. These are all krut pratyayas. And now you get krudanta rupas. Krudanta rupas, fantastic rupas will come. From one dhatu, you can make 100,000 rupas, you know that? 100,000 rupas you can make. Like that, endless rupas you can make. Anyway, the next sutra, krudating.
Krudating.
You see, this sutra comes under the adhikara, dhatoho. Like that, adhikara is there. Below that, this sutra comes. Therefore, dhatoho panchame ekavachanam, following the dhatu, whatever pratyaya is mandated, and the thing is tiptas, ji, etc. The parasmayipada pratyayas, and also ta, atancha, like that atmanayipada pratyayas, big list is there. All those things are called thing, because they start with ti and end with ng, thing. Within that, again, pratyahara. That thing is a paryudasta. It is exempted. So, those pratyayas are not called krut. They are not called krut. They are coming, following the dhatu only. Dhatoho. So, following the dhatu, whatever pratyaya comes, that is called krut. Except thing. Okay? Atra dhatvadhikare.
Atra dhatvadhikare.
Ting bhinnah pratyayah.
Ting bhinnah pratyayah.
Ritsaunyasyat.
Ritsaunyasyat.
Atra dhatvadhikare.
Atra dhatvadhikare.
In this adhikara of dhato.
In this adhikara of dhato.
Adhikara means the area up to which the sutra will apply. That is adhikara. The sutra is dhato. That is the sutra. Ting bhinna pratyayaha.
Ting bhinna pratyayaha.
A pratyaya other than thing.
A pratyaya other than thing.
That is the accept thing. That nai, a thing. That is the accept. That is called paryudasa. Kratsaunyasya.
Kratsaunyasya.
Gets the name krut.
Gets the name krut.
So kvip becomes krut. That is the idea. Kvip becomes krut.
Kvin.
Atvin becomes a krat. And therefore, Ritvij va, va is a quin. So this Ritvij va, it now becomes a kradanta. And the krutadhita samasa ascha will apply. And therefore, suppu will come. Otherwise, suppu won't come. So to make suppu possible, we have done all this. Then, vera-pruktasya.
Vera-pruktasya.
So what to do with wood? This is wood. It has to go away. It cannot sit there. It is brought in there to provide krutadhita-samasascha pratipadikatma. So that sup will come. That we will, that vakara will go. So in quinna, that we is there, the ucharana, ikara, that he takes into the sutra. Vehe. Vehe means of we. In that e is ucharana continued. So of we, instead of taking as vasya, he takes as ve. Because in the sutra, in the pracheya itself, is e is there. It is not kvan, it is quin, you know. So vehe. Aprukta ekal pratyaya. There is a sutra like that. That is a saunya sutra. The pratyaya which has only one syllable, that is called apruktaha, a saunya. It comes all the time. In tippa also, in tiptas ji, pu will go away, ti remains, and there is a sutra itascha, the ikara will go away. That ta remains, that is aprukta now. So like that, this aprukta saunya has a an application in many places. And here also, V has that aprupta saunya.
Alnyapyo dirgha sutis yat apruptam.
Ah, alnyapyo dirgha sutis yat apruptam. That apruptam hal lupyate. That is how it goes away. In lung, etc. Lung, ling, lung. In all those places, this apruptam hal, not everywhere, wherever it disappears, because of the aprupta nature, it disappears. So, anyway, so aprukta ekal pratyayaha. This va is the aprukta. So he says, wherever you find aprukta, vakara, remove it. That is the sutra. Vera pruktasya.
Vera pruktasya.
Apruktasya vasya lopaha.
Apruktasya vasya lopaha.
The very broad sutra. Wherever you have aprukta vakara, it goes away. It doesn't remain. It serves a purpose and it goes away. So now this quin has become sarvapahara, sarvapahara pratyaya. Entire thing has gone away. But it has created a few markers there. So the word rutvij, even after disappearance of va, it attracts the sup because it is kradanta. And it attracts kingiti situations because that ketvam is sitting there. The abhava is kitnam. Sthani vada desho nal vidhav. So abhava becomes a kit. And therefore kitva related things, if any things are there, they will come. So like that some advantages are there. That is the purpose of that quin. The whole quin is gone. The word lopaha came from lopo vyor vali. That is an interesting sutra. Wherever you have yakara vakaras followed by val pratyahara, val, ayavarat, etc., that goes away. That yan va will go away. Very general sutra. Very general sutra. Lopo vyor vali. That lopaha comes from that sutra. Vera pruktasya.
Vera pruktasya.
Apruktasya vasya lopaha.
Apruktasya vasya lopaha.
So now rutvij is left. And that is the krutadhita samasascha. It is the kradanta. So that's a sup. Rutvij s. Halnyabhyo nirghat sutisya pruktam hal. It is sutrena. Sakara lopa. Now you have Ritvij. Now comes this sutra. Quin pratyayasya kuhu.
Quin pratyayasya kuhu.
So, quin pratyayaha yasya saha quin pratyayaha bahubrihi. So, that shabda rupa, which has the pratyaya quin in itself, is called quin pratyaya. So, quin pratyaya totally disappears. But then that Ritvij, whatever is left now, that is called, that becomes Quinpratyaya. It is not Quinpratyaya. It has Quinpratyaya in it. Bahurihi. Okay? So, Kvin pratyayasya kuhu. So in the place of Rutvij, Shashti sthane yaga, kuhu, kavarga will come. Kuhu means anudit savarnasya cha pratyaya eka sutrena. Udit it is. Therefore, entire varga it takes. Therefore, kakha gaghana. So in the place of Rutvij, kavarga should come. But then, kavarga, entire kavarga won't come. Alonche paribhashaya antavayava it is. So Ju will go. In the place of Ju, what kavarga will come? Gu will go. Ja, cha, ja, ka, kha, ka, third to third. Gu will come. So Rutvig. Vavasane Rutvig. That is how it happens. Quin pratyayaha,
quin pratyayaha,
yasmatasya,
yasmatasya,
kavargaha,
kavargaha,
tadeshasya,
pantadeshasya,
padante,
padante.
This comes under padasya adhikara. Under skos sanyogadyorante cha, there is a sutra. From that ante will come. So padasya ante, padante, that comes. At the end of the pada only this happens, not everywhere. So, Yasmat. From which shabda rupa?
From which shabda rupa?
Quin pratyayaha.
Quin pratyayaha.
Quin pratyaya is mandated.
Quin pratyaya is mandated.
Tasya.
To that shabda rupa.
Padante.
At the end of the pada.
Kavargaha antadeshasyat. Kavarga comes as.
Antadesha.
This antadesha is from alonche paribhasha. Kuhu is kavarga. Now, you see, for making j to g, there are two sutras. One is kvinpratyayasya kuhu, another is choh kuhu. This kuhu, there are two sutras which mandate ku, kavarga. So this sutra and that sutra, so we have to operate them appropriately. Let us say that sutra also. We jump one sutra and say that. Choh kuhu.
Choh kuhu.
So this sutra, padasya ante, sko sanyoga dyor ante cha ante, so pada ante is there. In addition to that, jhelo, jheli savarne. From that sutra, jheli also will come. That comes only choh kuhu. Therefore, Chavarga replaced by Kavarga. Only when Jhal follows, or at the end of the Pada also. That is the sutra. Okay? Very important sutra, very general sutra. Choh kuhu. Chavargasya kavargasyat.
Chavargasya kavargasyat.
Jalipadantecha. So as Jhal follows, or at the end of the pada. Kavarga is replaced by Chavarga. Chavarga is replaced by Kavarga. So here, when you have Rutvij, so which one should you use? Quin pratyayasya kuhu should you use? Or choh kuhu should you use? Because both can be used. In some places, only quin pratyayasya kuhu can be used. Choh kuhu cannot be used. Suppose chavarga is not there, then how will you use choh kuhu? Quin pratyayasya kuhu you have to use. In some places, choh kuhu alone can be used. Suppose it is not quin pratyaya. Then the choh kuhu alone can be used. But in the case of Rutvij, both are there. Ju is a chavarga, Rutvij is a quin pratyaya, having quin pratyaya bahuvrihi. So both are there. When both are there, you have to choose the right one. So Purvatra Siddham is there. So Sapadhyam Prati Paramasiddham Syat. So in this, both are in Tripadi. Kvinpratyayasya kuhu is 62nd. Choh kuhu is 30. So Purvam Prati Paramasiddham Syat, so 30 you have to use. Though he introduced Kvinpratyayasya kuhu, because the Rutvij is Kvinpratyayamta, therefore that is the right place to introduce, but you are not going to use it now. You will use it Choh Kuhu only. Then why two things? Yeah, there is a reason for two things. So they are operated in appropriate situation. Asya siddhatvat.
Asya siddhatvat. Choh kuhu iti kutvam. Choh kuhu iti kutvam.
Asya.
Asya.
This sutra.
This sutra.
Asiddhatvat.
Asiddhatvat.
Becomes asiddha.
Becomes asiddha.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Choh kuhu iti kutvam.
Choh kuhu iti kutvam.
Kutvam is a, kutvam is gained.
Kutvam is gained.
By the sutra.
By the sutra. Choh
kuhu.
Choh kuhu.
So ऋत्विज becomes ऋत्विग वामसाने ऋत्विग that is how it became. In the second case, I mean प्रथमाद विवचनम ऋत्विज once again क्विन comes, क्विन goes away. And now वेरपुरुक्तस्य वकार also goes away. Now सुप will come because it is a क्विन प्रत्ययांत. So based on that sutra, कृतद्धित समासस्य कृदन्त. Therefore, now rutvij au. When you have rutvij au, now nothing will happen. Because kvinprachyasya kuhu won't come because it is not padanta. So chokuhu won't come because jhel is not there. So none of those things will come. Rutvijau. Rutvijaha. So like that it will come. Rutvijam. Rutvijam. Rutvijaha. Rutvija, Rutviju Bhyam. Then you have Rutviju Bhyam, Swadishvasarvanamasthana itu sutrena Rutvijichasya padasamudhnya bhavati. Therefore, kvinpratyayasya kuhu padante, you can apply that. Chokuhu. Chokuhu you can apply. So again, Purvatra Siddham, therefore Chokuhu you apply. And make it good. Rutvij Bhyam. Then Rutvijas Saptami Bahuvachanam. There, once again, Padanta is there. Padanta is there, Jhel is there, whatever you apply Padanta and make it Chokkuhu. Rutvijas. Then Kharicha. Rutvijas. Then Adesha Pratyayoha Shatvam. Rutvikshu it becomes.
Inkubhyam.
Inkubhyam. Inkoho.
Yeah, inko.
Is it clear? Yes. Anything is left, everything is done already. Okay? So let us say this Shabda. Jakarantah Pumlingaha.
Jakarantah Pumlingaha.
Rutvij Shabdaha.
Rutvij Shabdaha.
Priest is the meaning. The priest. Priest means not temple priest. Generally, temple priest we don't call him Rutvik. In a Vedic ritual, the priest that you request, take part, he is called a ritvik. To be very fair, I am saying that.
Because they do as per the ritus. That's why they call ritvik.
Ritvik, how it happened, we will see. May not be, maybe what you said may be true. I am not sure yet. Let me check whether this thing is true. Yeah, that's all, that is the meaning. ऋतुषु यजते इति ऋत्विज वसंते वसंते अग्निमादधीता सो लाइक दैट एवरी वसंत ऋतु अग्निधान हैज टू बी डन लाइक दैट शास्त्र इज देयर सो दे डू द यज्ञ इन द ऋतुस इन वेरियस ऋतु द सीजंस देयरफॉर दे आर कॉल्ड ऋत्विज वैदिक प्रीस्ट्स वेरी नाइस स्वामी जी
दिन कुब्यम इनकुभ्याम परस्य अपदान्तस्य आदेशः
सूत्र इज व्हाट
इनको
आदेश प्रत्ययो
हां द अधिकार सूत्र
तो इनको इनको इज द इज द इज द
वृत्ति
एंड इनकुभ्याम इज द वृत्ति
वृत्ति इनको हो इज ब्रॉट इनटू आदेश प्रत्ययो बिकॉज़ इनको इज अधिकार
अधिकार
इनको इज अधिकार एंड अधिकार इनको
इनको इज यस the is the adhikruta
ah
the adhikruta
yeah
and in and the lagu ruti is inkubhyam
parasya. So Panini Maharshi, he does a samahar dvandva inko anyway,
and the ruti is using it as
he is putting it clearly.
Yes. Basically he is not using samahara,
he is not using samahara
itara. Yeah. I say this is a different dvandva. In samahar dvandva it will be a different subject.
యా ఇన్ సమాహార ద్వంద్వా ఏకవచనం వెళ్తాం.
ఓన్లీ ఏకవచనం
ఇన్ కు ఇట్ బికమ్స్ షష్ఠి ఇన్ కో షష్ఠి అర్పణ చెప్పండి.
థ్యాంక్ యూ.
రిక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ రిక్విచ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిక్ ఇస్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఎ వెర్స్ రిక్విచ్ మీన్స్ ఎ వెర్స్ ఫాలోయింగ్ మేటర్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిచ్ రిచ్ బికేమ్ రిక్ ప్రథమ ఏకవచనం లైక్ జలముచ్ బికేమ్ జలముఖ్ భిషజ్ బికేమ్ భిషగ్ భిషక్ చోక్కుహు దేర్ ఆల్సో చకార బికమ్స్ కకార ఇయర్ గా బికేమ్ గా ఫ్రమ్ గా యు గాట్ కా దేర్ యు గెట్ ఓన్లీ కా నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఋత్విక్ ఋత్విక్ ఋత్విజో ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజం ఋత్విజో ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజో ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజో ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజః ఋత్విజో ఋత్విజః 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 Chakaramta Shabdas, you know, one after another. In the sutra you have Ritvija, then the other issue is Saraji will come last. Saraji is a Strilinga Shabda. Therefore we postpone it to Halanta Strilingas. We don't do it here. Then Vishu, Ushnihu, Anchu, Yuju. We have come to Yuju. That is the Jakaranta Shabda. He is following an order properly.
Ushniha will be like the Hakaranta like we have done before?
Fodaha
and all
that.
Yeah,
it will be like that.
We did that.
Then Yuj. Yuj is Jakaranta Pumlinga Shabda. Yujir Yoge. That is the name. That is the dhatu from which this Yuj comes. So, Yuj is a, how Yujir Yoge becomes Yuj. Don't ask that question, it is Nipata. Already he made some of it and put it there. Yuj. Okay. Now, Yuj plus Quin. So, that becomes a Kradanta, Vera Pruttasya, etc. Now it becomes a Kradanta. Now it attracts a Sukh. So Yuj plus a S is there. Then he has a sutra for that. Particularly for Yuj, he has a sutra. Yuje rasamase. Ugidacham sarvanam sthane dhatoh. From that sutra, Nung will come here. From that sutra, sarvanam sthane will come here. Then idito num dhatoh, from that sutra num will come here. In fact, ugidacham sarvanam sthane dhatoh, there itself num comes from num, idito num dhatoh. From there it comes here also. So num. In num, only nu will remain. Number one. Ukara is ucharanartha. Mu is a halantyam. It is idvarna. Therefore, medachontyat parha paribhasha will apply. That means you have to look at all the ach. And look at the last ach and put this nakara there. So yuj, if you do num, it becomes yunj. Like that, num will come. But this num will come in the case of yuj only when it is not a part of the samasa. And if it is in the samasa, the num won't come. That will be the counter example. Yuje rasamase.
Yuje sarvanamasthane.
Num syat.
Asamase.
So, num will come only in the case of sarvanamasthana following. Otherwise, it won't come. Yuje, to the word yuj.
To the word yuj.
They are following the word yuj.
following the word yuja.
Sarvanamasthane.
Sarvanamasthane.
As the Sarvanamasthana follows.
As the Sarvanamasthana follows.
Asamase.
Asamase.
In the context of no samasa.
The context of no samasa.
Numsya.
Numsya.
Num adi agama will come.
Num agama will come.
It's an agama. Doesn't replace anything. It just comes and sits there. Therefore, now you have yujus. Then yun jus. Halnyabhyo dirghat sutisya pratam halu it sakara lopaha. Yun ju. Sayodantasya lopaha it jakara lopaha. Yun. You have come to that. Then this is a yun is there. This yun. Kvin pratyayasya kuhu. Chok kuhu on the play. Now kvin pratyayasya kuhu will come. So, because yun, kakhagagha will come. Tatha nakarasya sthane, na will come. Kutvam has to come. What is the ku? What ku? Ku is kakhagagha. But na, sthanayantara tamaha, na you have to take. So you will get a yun. So, okay.
Again, Chohoku will apply?
What happened is, we have jumped a few things. Let us come back to it. So, yeah, Yung, it stops at Yung, that's all. Yung, he has given it, you know. Kutve namasya naha, Yung, that it is Yung. Very interesting. Just that is the word, Yung. Not Yung. Yung is the word. Okay? Settled? Then, Yuju Av. When you have Yuju Av, Av is a Sarvanamasthana. Therefore, do Num. Yun ju au. Now, kvin pratyayasya kuhu etc. won't come because padantatva must be there. Kutvam will come only padanta. Padanta is not there, you know. Therefore, you nakara will remain as such. And then, ju also will remain because sayoganta salopa you cannot do. Everything will remain intact. Now, nascha padantasya jeli. Yeah. Yun ju. Ju is a jel. Therefore, anuswara will come in the place of nakara. Anuswarasya yeyi parasavarnaha. Ja savarna is cha cha jajanya. Yunjau. Okay? Wherever you feel like writing, you tell me. Yunjaha. Just if you use yunjaha, same way. Then yunjam, yunjau, all that is same. Then when you come to shas.
Asaranasana,
no numagama.
So yuj plus as.
So yujaha, you will get. Yuja, yuj plus bhyam. Then this yuj plus bhyam chokkuhu can apply. Because padantatvam is there. So yugbhyam. Yugbhyam. Like that. Yugbhyam, yugbhyam. Yukshu it becomes. Yuju plus asu. So chokkuhu you do. And yugu plus asu. Kharicha you do. And adesha pratyayoh yukshu. Okay? Now you say this shabda.
What is the meaning of yugshu?
He is one who performs yoga. Yeah. Yogi ityartha. Jakaranta pumlingaha.
Jakaranta pumlingaha.
Yuj shabdaha.
Yuj shabdaha.
Yogi.
Yogi.
Yung.
Yung.
Jau yunjaha.
Yung. Jau yunjaha.
You see, there are two ways. There is a shabda, pad, but people use pada. You can say pad, you can say pada. Okay? People use pada. There is a word dat, Then there is a word danta. So danta they used. Paddana, like that there is a sutra. Paddana, like that there is a sutra. So similarly, there is a word yung. It is yuj. Yung. Pradhamayakavachanam. But people use yogi or yoga. Yogaha syastiti yogaha. Or yogaha syastiti yogi. They use that. They don't use yung. Some agha kavi or some kavi may use it. Normally they don't use. Similarly, pad, they don't use. They use either padam or padaha. Padam. Padam they use. Not pad. Pad, padau padaha. Similarly, another shabda, paddanno, yeah.
Paddanno mas.
Ah. So, na is there. Na, narau, naraha, rukarantah pumlingaha, rishabdaha, manavudu, na, narau, naraha. Okay, but nru nobody uses. Nara is there. Nara they use. Naraha, narau, naraha. So, naraha ekavachanam. But for nru, na narau naraha naraha bahuvachana. Like that. That is, they use easier ones. They don't use the halantas which are more difficult. Nara is easier. Nru is also ajanta, but still more difficult. Pad, dat, na, they are all like that. Similarly, mas. Masaha, they use masaha, masav, masaha. They don't use maha, masav, masaha. They don't use that. Maha masav masaha. Masaha is bahuvachanam. So like that there are a few words. You see, yujji is also a similar word. Yung yunjau yunjaha.
Yung yunjau yunjaha.
He yung he yunjau he yunjaha.
He yung he yunjau he yunjaha.
Yunjam yunjau yujaha.
Yunjam yunjau yujaha.
Yuja yugbhyam yugbhihi.
Yuja yugbhyam yugbhihi.
Yuje yugbhyam yugbhyaha.
Yuje yugbhyam yugbhyaha.
Yujaha yugbhyam yugbhyaha.
Yujaha yugbhyam yugbhyaha.
Yujaha yujoho yujam.
Yujaha yujoho yujam.
Yuji yujoho yukshu.
Yuji yujoho yukshu.
Suppose you have suyuj shabda. Shobha sushtu yogi. It is suyuj, good yogi. That is samasa. Okay? Then this sarvanama sthana, when it is following, numagama, it won't come. Because that is paryurasa. Yuje rasamase. Numagama won't come. So, now you have suyuj su. Halnyabhyo delgat sutisya pratam hal. So, sakaralopaha. Now you have suyuj. Now, when you have suyuj, chokkuhu, now will apply. So, suyuj becomes suyug. Vavasane suyug. In fact, in the case of suyuj, quintrachayasya kuhu can also apply. But chokkuhu will apply. Where both can apply, chokkuhu will apply. Where each applies separately, then there is no issue. Wherever that applies, this applies, like that. Then let us say the shabda. Jakarantah pumlingaha.
Jakarantah pumlingaha.
Suyuj shabdaha.
Suyuj shabdaha.
Good yogi.
Good yogi.
See, very interestingly, the nu will not be there. Suyug, suyuk.
Suyug, suyuk.
Suyujau, suyujaha.
Suyujau, suyujaha.
He suyuk. He suyug.
He suyug. He suyug.
He suyujau. He suyujaha.
He suyujau. He suyujaha.
Suyujam. Suyujau. Suyujaha.
Suyujam. Suyujau. Suyujaha.
Suyuja. Suyugbhyam. Suyugbhihi.
Suyuja. Suyugbhyam. Suyugbhihi.
Suyuje. Suyugbhyam. Suyugbhyaha.
Suyuje. Suyugbhyam. Suyugbhyaha.
Suyujaha. Suyugbhyam. Suyugbhyaha.
Suyujaha suyugbhyam
suyugbhyaha. Suyujaha
suyujoho suyujam.
Suyuji suyujoho suyukshu.
Suyuji suyujoho suyukshu.
Then the next jakaranta shabda is khanj. Khanj shabda. Khanj shabda, it came like this. from the dhatu khaji gati vaikalye, means lame person, one who cannot walk properly, leg problem, so handicapped person. So from that you got the shabda khanj. Okay, so khaji, from khaji num will come ubiditam from the sutra
iditanum dhatu
iditonum dhatu
ikarita
because khaji ikarita iditonum dhatu. So in that is how that the num will come nashyabdantasya jani, that root is there, that became jajajanya khanj, it became khanji, e will go, khanj it becomes. So khanji shabda, it means the one who doesn't have the legs, khanje. So this khanje shabda is now what happened is quip came to that, not quin, quip. It doesn't come under quin, in that list it is not there. But it is jakaranta, therefore we are including. Quip, some other pratyaya, kartan quip. So one who walks with in a handicapped way, gati vaikalya, one who has in his walk. He is the katta, you know, for the gati vaikalya, he is the katta. Therefore, quip comes. The entire quip will disappear. So, that is how you have the word, that khanja you got. This khanja is now, it is kurudanta, because quip is also kruta. So, quin is also kruta, quip is also kruta. Kruda ting iti sutrena. Therefore, it will attract the sutta. Therefore, kanja s, that is where you have arrived. Then, halnyabhyo dirghat sutasya pruttam hal. So, s will go. So, kanja. Now, sanyogantasya lopaha. Then, what you, here applies nimittasyapaya, naimittakasyapyapayaha. So, kanja, j will go. Because chacha janja nya is there. That is hal. J is also hal. Therefore, halonantara sanyoga, that is the sanyoga. And the sanyoga antasya lopaha, jakara lopa. Then you should have khai, but it won't be khai. Because this nya, it came from na. And so it will revert back to na. Because when j is there, j nimitta nya it is. Anuswarasya yehi parasavarnaha. But yehi it is. And it is para. And nya, chachajajanya is the savarna for that para, that jakara. That is the nimitta. When that nimitta disappears, naimittika nya also will revert back to its original na. Therefore, prathama ekavachanam will be khan. Okay?
Can you write that?
Khanna. Okay, you write it. Khaji ichasmad dhatoho. Khaji ichasmad dhatoho. Kripi. Numi cha. ఖంజ్ ఇది క్రదంత రూపం సిద్ధ్యతి. సుపి, సుపి మీన్స్ యు డూ సుప్, సుపి ఖంజ్ స్ ఇది స్థితే సలోపె సంయోగాంతలోపే చ ఖై ఇతి భవతి చచ్చజ్జ్ఞా హలంత ఖై ఇతి భవతి. జకార నిమిత్తేన ప్రాప్తస్య న్యకారస్య చచజజన్య న్యకారస్య నైమిత్తికస్య అది యకార ఇస్ ది నైమిత్తిక, నైమిత్తికస్య జకారలోపే సతి పునః నత్వం భవతి. పునః నత్వం నకార తన నత్వం భవతి ఖన్ ఇది రూపం సిద్ధ్యతి. ఇట్ విల్ గో లైక్ దట్ అండి, ఖన్ ఖంజౌ ఖంజహ లైక్ దట్ ఖంజౌ ఖంజౌ. వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఖన్ సు సప్తమి బహువచ ఖన్ భ్యాం, దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ మోర్ దేర్ ఖన్ సు దేర్. సో యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ దట్ ధుట్. సో దెర్ ఇస్ అ సూత్ర దసి ధుట్ నశ్చ, దసి ధుట్ నశ్చ ఫర్ నకార ఆల్సో ధుట్ విల్ కమ్. సో ఖన్న ధ స వికల్ప అండ్ ధ బికమ్స్ తకార. హౌ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ తకార, తకార. సో జలాం జషు జషి లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ బికమ్ ఖన్న ధ, ధ బికమ్ ధ జష్ట్వం అండ్ దెన్ ఖరిచ. ఓకే ఫస్ట్ జష్ట్వం జలాం జషు జషి అండ్ దెన్ ఖరిచ. జరాన్ జశోంతే, జరాన్ జశోంతే విల్క ఓకే పదాంతత్వం, ఓకే పదాంతత్వం జరా దిస్ ఇస్ పద ఓకే. సో జరాన్ జశోంతే సో యూ విల్ గెట్ ధు బికమ్స్ ధు దెన్ ఖరిచ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ధు. సో ఖన్స్ ఖన్స్ ఓకే ఖన్స్ వికల్ప ఖన్స్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఓకే. గాట్ ఇట్? వై సప్తమ ఏకవచనం ఖంజ్ స్. ఓకే వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఖంజ్ స్ పదాంత పదాంతత్వాత్ జకార లోప సంయోగాంతస్య లోప సంయోగాంతం యత్ పదం తదంతస్య లోపస్య ఖన్ స్ దెన్ దసి ధుటి యునో దసి ధుటి బిలో సూత్ర ఇస్ నశ్చ నకారస్య ధృట్ సత్ సకారస్యాపి ధృట్ సత్ దెన్ సకార ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దహ సి ధృట్ యునో. సో డకార గెట్స్ ధృట్ దెన్ సకార ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ నశ్చ నకార ఆల్సో గెట్స్ ధృట్ తిత్వం తిత్వం. సో ఆగమ విల్ కమ్. సో నౌ వాట్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఖన్ ధ సు దెన్ జలాంజశోంతే దిస్ ధ ఇస్ జల్ and it will get jash. Jash means what? Jabagada dash, you know, that the light varnas will come. So krutiya varga trutiyas they will come. So for dha you will get da khanna ds kharicha chatram khanna ds khants that is vikalpa. So you will have other form khans. Okay. ఖంజీ ఖంజోహో ఖంజహ ఓకే భయ్ ఎనఫ్ ఫర్ ఎ డే. హరి ఓం తత్సం శ్రీ కృష్ణార్పణమస్తు. ఇస్ రాజ్య శబ్ద వి విల్ డూ నెక్స్ట్ వీక్ ప్రస్తుత ప్రస్తుత లైక్.